they followed the news. You know, this is not a new phenomenon. It happens the first time in 2024, where also quite a quiet little area in Mpumalanga, you know, near what is that place name, Groblersdal, where they discovered the very first one, where they arrested these Mexican nationals. And ever since, I think this is the third or the fourth one, where we arrested these people. There were also some Mexicans that were arrested at the border posts, or at the border near Botswana, where they illegally crossed the border from Botswana to South Africa. So it seems that this is something that is developing. It is something that they are investing in. But also, you know, it's not something that is new in the world. We see that your Mexican cartels, you know, that is where a lot of things are happening drug-wise. They've got a lot of expertise in terms of the cooks, as they call these people. And they expanded to countries like, for instance, Poland, where they also discovered some pan labs, and also in Nigeria. And yesterday I received news that they also dismantled a clan lab, not on the scale for South Africa, but in Lesotho. So it seems that they are really focusing on our area.
So, Willem, looking at this investigative report that was conducted by Al Jazeera, some smart investigations conducted by Carnita Hunter, I must say, but I've been studying this for a couple of days and did some... did sort of like a deep sea dive, looking at when they arrived, the cartels, that is, when they arrived on the African continent, focusing on saving costs, arriving in Nigeria, starting so-called production in Nigeria, moving across to Tanzania, and then coming down into Southern Africa, as you mentioned, crossing over Botswana and then into South Africa for a number of years. This latest bust, $60 million, that literally amounts to a billion rands. That, from a South African perspective, that's very significant.
Of course, yeah. And you know, the worrying thing about that is that, you know, there's no way that South Africa has got the market for these huge amount of your synthetic drugs. So that indicates us, it tells us two things. Either they are pushing for a big surge in upping the demand in South Africa, or South Africa, like with the heroin and with the cocaine, we're becoming a hub for these synthetic drugs to be exported towards Africa and up to Europe and America, and also to the Far East. So that is quite telling for us.
So Willem, what could be the broader perspective and picture here? Is it to use Africa as a production hub, as you mentioned, for the export then of these drugs to Europe and the Far East, etc., but in the same breath also to set up shop, I'm putting that in air quotes, on the African continent? So instead of having the drugs coming across the Atlantic, it will be literally manufactured and produced, and you've got these meth labs on the African continent. But that then does speak to a significant form of infrastructure that has been set up. The cartels from Mexico may be linking with local organized crime syndicates, and then, I mean, if this has been happening for a couple of years, there has got to be some serious investigations into the local judiciary, local law enforcement, local SAPs, etc. Because somehow, some of our officials have kind of been playing along here and possibly been on the take financially. Because for a syndicate like this to be operating on the African continent, it's not just the needle in a haystack scenario. It's focus, it's understanding where to go, looking at infrastructure. So this has been well thought out and planned for a number of years.
Exactly, you know, that's, we don't call it organized crime for nothing, you know. So these guys are well planned. They work with a business plan. They go big and they invest big. So one of the reasons you mentioned how you know, Africa is becoming a hub, and for that matter South Africa, and those are the conditions that we actually created here in Africa that are actually conducive for these cartels to thrive and to set up shop, etc. In the first place, we have a challenge with our porous borders, our big governance, our lack of enforcing our legislation, and then of course the elephant in the room, and that has been on the table. So you know, next month on the 6th, it will be a year since we had that major press conference on a Sunday afternoon that actually shook South Africa.
Yeah.
And that is corruption. That is the corrupting of your state embedded actors. Now, just understand how these cartels work. They move into an area because they want to make money, they want to make big money, they want to lower their risk, and so they come with a big business plan. And in order to do that, the first thing that they need to do in order to secure themselves is they need to get or buy protection for themselves. So that happens as it's coming out now more and more and more on a political level, but also on a senior police and also judiciary level, where they buy themselves and their protection. And that means that they can more or less function with impunity. And when they can do so, they up the prospect of their profits. Their profits are going big, they go big, and their chances, and of course, they can almost function with impunity if they don't have any glitches like they had on the 6th of July last year. So that is why, you know, South Africa, and for that matter, the sub-region, is being targeted and will be targeted in future if we cannot move back to the rule of law and start to implement and enforce the rule of law, get rid of this extreme corruption, and get our country back on the track.
I must be honest, Willem, a couple of years ago, not too long back, in fact, there were a couple of murmurs here in Cape Town and in the Western Cape of Mexican cartels, you know, being involved in and with the drug trade, and a couple of people actually scoffed at it and laughed at it. Said, "Well, I mean, that sounds more like a Hollywood movie. It cannot be."
Mm-hmm.
But with this that has now come to the fore, there's not going to be scoffing now. And for us to say, "Ah, no, impossible. Those things just exist in the movies, etc." This is some serious predicaments that we're facing. And I think if anything, it's going to give the Matlanga Commission even more work now.
Indeed, you know, I think it's a reality check for South Africa. You know, your major syndicates in the world are your Sinaloa cartel and Jalisco cartel, the New Generation cartel, those. And those guys have got big visions to expand. So they want to go big. They want to conquer the world, very similar to how the mafia in Italy. Conquered the world with their organized crime and the drugs, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of competition. And of course, we see how they are exploiting the vulnerabilities of a region. You know, if you look at your regions of your routes of smuggling, you've got your North Atlantic route, then you've got your West African route that is very prevalent. You've got your South Atlantic route that became sort of known last year as well. But also, more and more, your southern route. Now, you must just understand how that works. How these groups, not only the Mexican group, but your drug cartel and your organized crime, how they are exploiting existing platforms. For instance, in Africa, we've got what is known as the Swahili coast. That is your east coast of Africa, all the way from Oman down to Mozambique. That has been exploited for more than 1,000 of years with trade, informal trade. These little dhows go up and down, and they intermarry, and they speak Swahili, everybody, and they've got a happy family doing trading, et cetera, et cetera. They infiltrate these groups and of these systems, and they use it for their, or they abuse it, and that is why the Swahili route nowadays is also referred to as the heroin route or the heroin coast. So that is how they found in on the vulnerabilities, but also are cashing in on what is already there. And of course, when it comes to drug, it is extremely lucrative. So that is what they are doing. But coming back to your meths and why these synthetic labs are springing up and so on. You know, in South Africa, you've got different markets. You've got your designer drugs. You've got your heroin, and you've got your cocaine and all of those things. They are very expensive. But your synthetic drugs, like your tick and also your mandrax, they've been here. The mandrax has been here since the 60s. And it refuses to go away because of the price, because of the culture, because of the unique way in how South Africans have started to use it, but also to normalize it, you know, the white pipe and all of those things. So that is a culture that has been established here that is unique in the world, and that is also being exploited by this international drug cartel.
Now, you mentioned, Willem, you mentioned Limpopo amongst others, but the latest, in fact, in Mpumalanga, the latest case, the one in Swartruggens, it's literally pointing to a pattern that has been taking shape, as it were, in South Africa's rural interior. So all these small little plaasdorpies, as we would say in Afrikaans, has been targeted now for a number of years. So Swartruggens, this meth lab, certainly was not an isolated discovery, because you mentioned 2024, police dismantled a massive meth lab and facility. I think it was probably valued at over 110 million US dollars. That was in Groblersdal in Limpopo. Then a couple of months after that, another lab was discovered near Tswane. And then they followed up with arrests in Mpumalanga. It speaks to those small rural interior little towns that are often forgotten about, where there's not major traffic, etc. Do you think that our focus should then now more and more be on these small rural interior towns where there's not much traffic in and out? Because if the cartels have seen this for a number of years, they've certainly seen that it's viable to set up shop, as it were.
Yeah, I think, and we can anticipate that they will more and more explore that. Because, you know, first of all, your platelamp, as you, we can also refer to that. You know, a lot of the people are moving to cities, so there are fewer and fewer people there, especially in the areas where they focus. You know, that's the areas where they predominantly farm with game. Now, when you do game farming, you don't have a lot of people working there. It's very secluded. It's fenced off. It's densely bushed and so on. So they use that as cover where they can then set up their lab. And also not a lot of questions being asked. They can move in and out unnoticed and so on. But one of the challenges that they have, and this is also one of the things that actually gave them away in some of these instances, is, you know, whenever you are cooking these type of chemical concoctions, you know, there's a distinct smell. And that smell travels far. So those are one of the things that they still haven't managed to disguise and to hide. And one of the things that's a dead giveaway for them, especially in these rural areas. But they of course, they take their chances and they weigh up the risk. And we saw that we don't know how many of them are still out there. Are these the only ones that have been discovered, or are there more out there? So these that have been discovered, we are so glad for that, and we hope that we will make inroads. And also, you know, one thing that we should not forget is a lot of intelligence can be gathered from these people, et cetera, et cetera. So our crime intelligence guys should really pound in, and they should work on intelligence on some more of these things, because, you know, this South Africa is being flooded, as we mentioned, and it can do a lot of harm. So if these guys should take this opportunity, it's the ideal opportunity for them to rebuild themselves. We see that our crime intelligence is not where they're supposed to be, and to really build very strong cases around this intelligence-wise that they give to the investigators, because that's the only way, at the end of the day, are we going to make some serious inroads into this phenomenon.
Indeed, we have to make inroads. Geez, it's worrying times. Mexican cartels turning some South African farms, those quiet little dorpies and towns, into meth production hubs and labs. Serious stuff. This is Mr. Willem Els, Institute for Security Studies. Thanks so much for your time, sir.